This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. Democrats conclude their convention Thursday with their new standard bearer, Kamala Harris, and a former Senate colleague is excited to hear her. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
One of Kamala Harris's former Senate colleagues is excited to hear her speak tonight.
It's like a proud sibling.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker's nearly giddy.
I know who she is, I know what she's about, and I can't wait until America hears from her.
Tonight's theme is For Our Future, but Booker says Harris will also dip into the past in the best tradition of a group she hopes to join.
Those presidents that appeal to the best of who we are in the worst of our times to help us to get to higher ground.
And says Harris will appeal to the nation's better angels.
Share her heart with America.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainians are being forced to flee as Russian troops advance in Donetsk. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
Ukrainian volunteers helped move those who could not move themselves on Thursday ahead of advancing Russian forces in the eastern Donetsk region. Maria Moiseva is 94 years old. It's not the first time they've been forced to flee.
Everyone is in panic. People are running away. I went outside and I was shocked. People with cardboard boxes there, mass evacuation. I don't know. We don't want to leave, but we have to.
Starting from August 20th, Donetsk regional authorities ordered mandatory evacuation of families with children here in Pokrovsk and nearby towns. The Russian military has been steadily grinding forward in Donetsk, one of four Ukrainian regions Moscow claims it has annexed.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.